Oh yeah, it's time to ride with Electric Pete, where the wheels are clean, the vibes are high, and the future's fully charged. We've got that rideshare love. No gas, just go. Full charge, full power, now let's roll. Hey there, welcome back to Electric Pete. I'm Pete, and I drive an electric vehicle, but more than that, I drive conversations, stories, and dreams. In this episode, we're talking about that quiet little voice inside us and how to actually hear that voice, that quiet little voice, when life gets loud. Let's be real. Life is noisy. Traffic, deadlines, notifications, bills, and sometimes it's easy to miss that voice inside of you, the one that's trying to guide you somewhere meaningful. Now, I missed mine for a long time. 7 days a week, grinding rides, chasing earnings, the noise was constant, and it drowned out everything else until I got quiet. Now, I still remember the shift. It didn't happen on a beach. I wasn't in some mountain. I was in my Tesla with nobody in the back seat. I had a moment of silence. No music, no ping, no stress. Just the hum of the electric motor and my own thoughts. And I heard it. That little voice that said, "Hey, Pete, you were made for something more." Now, since then, I've been learning how to listen more. So there are three simple ways that worked for me. Maybe they'll work for you too. First, create space. Even 10 minutes of silence in the morning or in the evening or in the middle of the day as you're sitting in your Tesla or in your car. All right, no phone, no scrolling, just you and your thoughts. Sometimes that's when the truth shows up. Notice what lights you up. Number two, when the voice speaks the loudest, when you're excited. For me, it was telling stories, helping riders. Dreaming about sailing. What's your version of that? Number three, reflect after conversations. Sometimes I don't hear the voice during a ride. I hear it afterward. Something a rider says will stick with me. Pay attention to what echoes in your mind. Now, if you've been feeling like you're stuck in the noise, I want you to know your voice is still there. You don't need a dramatic life change. You just need to start listening again. So take 5 minutes tonight, turn everything off, and ask yourself, what do I really want? And when that whisper comes, don't ignore it. Thanks for riding with me today. If this episode helped spark something, I'd love to hear about it. Message me, send me an email at electricpetepod@gmail.com. Message me or comment on the podcast, or even ride along sometime and tell me in person. You can support the podcast through Venmo. It's at Electric Pete Pod. And don't forget to subscribe, share the show, and most of all, be grateful, stay curious, and stay electric. Thank you so much for tuning into Electric Pete. Remember, every rider has a story, and it's my job to share those stories with you. If you enjoy these conversations and want to help Electric Pete grow, especially to upgrade my video and audio gear, or even for even better episodes, please consider supporting the podcast. Your generosity truly makes a difference. Check in the show notes for how to do that. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share Electric Pete with your friends and your family. Find me on social media or reach out anytime at electricpetepod@gmail.com. Until next time, stay charged, stay positive, and keep your eyes on the road ahead. This is Electric Pete signing off.